C-I-T.
C-I-T-R.
C-I-T.
Yeah.
Why do I keep on thinking it's... It, okay.
If you, it's like sitar, if okay. you read it, but C-I-T-R.
C-I-T. This is what my producer has to go through every week when I do my promos. It takes like 3 hours to do a 30-second promo. C-I-T-R.
C-I-T-R.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
This is Wiretap's Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to CITR 101.9.
Listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And I am pre-recording this week. I'm away. And so the bulk of today's show is an interview I've conducted with Jeff Kincaid of Devours and Golden Age of Wrestling. He is putting on a show this tomorrow, Friday. And he is going to tell you all about it. But at the top, before we get too ahead of ourselves, Cindy Lee, from the album Cat O' Nine Tails, that was the song Bondage of the Mind. And I played that for two reasons. One, because I saw Cindy Lee last Friday, and they were transcendent. It was Saturday night. It was amazing. It was such a good show. And the Freak Heat Waves were great as well, as was Big City, who were both on that bill. But really, Cindy Lee just transported me. So they're on tour all across the continent. So if you listen to this and aren't in Vancouver, I check to see if they're coming your way, because it's definitely worth seeing. And Cat O' Nine Tails is hard to find. You could buy it directly from their website a couple of years ago, but it's being reissued by Isolated Now Tapes, and that's going to be coming out in a couple of weeks. So if you're a Cindy Lee fan, to check out that and see if you can get your hands on a copy. On today's show, like I said, mostly a discussion with Jeff. I'm going to play the interview I conducted with him in a little bit. Before that, we're going to play some of the other bands that are on this bill with Devours, a special Pride event at Green Auto on Friday night. So we're going to hear Masank from Phantom Records, from the new cassette Once More With Feeling, or the album Once More With Feeling, the song Naive. Before that, we're going to hear Soy Joy from their new album entitled Not In Service, the song Metal Dragons. And at the top, we're going to hear Tough Sell. All three of those bands are playing with Devours, with their new single Birthday. So let's get us started. Here is Tough Sell. Here is Birthday.
I know that you think I'll be all right, but the truth is I know that you think I'll be just fine, but the truth is every time your birthday comes round, I start to freak out. Every time I see you downtown, I wanna hide out. Everything had always been the same, now it feels like we're turning a page, but I don't think I can even explain what I'm feeling. I thought I'd love you till the end of time. I still think of the nights we drank red wine. Picture my fingertips along your spine, just you and me hanging out on cloud nine. And maybe you still want to have me around, but I think I've run out of patience now.
Happyland Festival is happening Sunday, August 6th at the Peony Amphitheater. Happyland is an inclusive pride celebration with so much to do, including concerts and entertainment, with performances by Trixie Mattel, Pablo Vittar, Alaska, Slater, and Priyanka, hosted by Venus, and tickets include access to Playland. What's a happier way to celebrate pride than at Happyland? Get your tickets now at happylandfest.ca. Massey Art Society is calling visual artists to send exhibition proposals for their 2024 programming. If you work through painting, drawing, photography, installation, media, or performing arts, send them your ideas for an upcoming exhibition. They work in a collaborative environment offering a cost-free space in the downtown east side and support in promotion and communication, as well as honorariums, working on a two-month-long exhibition contract. Send the proposal in a single PDF file to Massey Arts Curator and Community Arts Coordinator Raphael Zen at community@masseyarts.com. The call for submissions will be open until August 15th, Tuesday at 11 p.m. PST. For more information, go to Massey Arts Society on Instagram.
So now it's my distinct pleasure to welcome Jeff Kincaid, a.k.a. Devours, a.k.a. Golden Age of Wrestling, a.k.a. Surviving the Game Records, a.k.a. What am I missing? What else is what other aliases do you have?
I think that you covered them all.
I think I did, too. Well, welcome, Jeff. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Duncan. Hello, listeners. I'm happy to be here.
And there were a few reasons I wanted to talk to you, get an update on the devourers of it all. You've had a couple of fun announcements, both with that project and your Glambient project, Golden Age of Wrestling. But yeah. More pressing than that is something happening tomorrow night, a very big party that you're throwing. Can you tell me, what is this party?
Yeah, so it is a non-corporate Pride show happening at Green Auto in East Vancouver. It's on their outdoor stage, and it's going to be a big, big gay party. I'm really excited, actually. It's going to be wild. Like, pre-sales have been wild. So I think it's going to be like a huge show. I'll try to give a bit of context. I've performed for Pride, like the organization of Pride, or like Pride Vancouver or whatever. I've done a few things for them before and felt like it was awful. Like, they didn't really do a very good job with their artists. They like underpromoted it and didn't pay very well. Hopefully things with like Pride Vancouver have changed in the last few years, but I just felt really like disillusioned, being like, wow, this is my community. And it just feels like a lot of Pride events cater to sort of like mainstream gays or people with a lot of money. And so like, there are a lot of events happening this weekend where you can spend like $80 to go party on a yacht and go to some like bear events that are like $60. And it's all just like, I don't want to call it only like corporate stuff. It's not just the corporate angle, but it's also just the fact that like, yeah, like there are a lot of rich gays in this city, and a lot of people who don't have that kind of money. So it doesn't feel super like inclusive to like the LGBT community always. And so I really wanted to put on a show that was inexpensive. So it only cost $15. And Green Auto reached out to me a month ago and gave me the opportunity to curate the show. And I was like, okay, let's do it. So I chose Masank, Tough Cell, and Soy Joy, who are all really talented, and I believe in them, and I'm excited to play a show with them. And so, yeah, things seem to be like the stars are aligning for this show. It seems like it's been going well. Like, I'm really excited for it.
That's beautiful. And yeah, you kind of answered all the questions I had about it. Like, what motivated you to do it? Why is it important to you? All crossed off the list. And those great bands as well. You put together an excellent bill.
Yeah, I think that the lineup is cool. I'm so excited for these artists. There are like hundreds and hundreds of new bands in Vancouver right now. It's like totally mind-boggling trying to like get a hold of like a grasp of what's going on and like underground Vancouver, because there are so many like new musicians and young musicians. And so, yeah, I'm like really eager to just play with like new people and play with like new like bands and younger bands and stuff. I think that last year was a little bit of a test run because I performed in a chapel and it was just a solo show. But in the West End, I went down there Pride weekend and played in a chapel, and the show was a success. And it just sort of like a light bulb went off after that. And I was like, wow, I think that there is like a demand for something like this, you know, not just for me, but just in general, to have like inexpensive, like Pride affiliated things for this weekend that have like focus on like underground music and stuff. So yeah, I don't know if it'll become like a yearly tradition, but this year felt like a good moment as well to try to do something like this.
Yeah. And for people who haven't been to Green Auto before, especially like the outdoor stage, what's the scene like there?
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. You have to go in the back alley, but then you're facing the stage and you can see the mountains and like the industrial lights, because it's right. It's like north of Hastings. It's like really close to the water there. And so, yeah, like the backdrop is so beautiful, and there's going to be, I think it's going to be sunny, and people will be performing during sunset. And so, yeah, it's a good setting. I don't, the sound is good.
Yeah, it feels so cool to, I don't know, like you're surrounded by shipping containers and then you look out and you see the city. It's a very unique venue, and it's just a great place to see a show.
Yeah. So it should be neat. I haven't actually, I think for Verboten, I performed like the local like dark wave electronic festival. It happened in May this year, and I performed on their like outdoor area, but they had actually, because there were so many artists performing, they had two different stages. And so I didn't perform on like the main one there. And plus it was like 30 degrees and it was 1 p.m. It was crazy. So like it wasn't quite like the vision that this one will probably be with like the sunset and stuff like that. But yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, excellent. And this isn't the first show that you've kind of put on by yourself. You had a like barn burner of an album release back in May, right?
That was a wild show, Duncan. That was interesting because I rented the Biltmore. That was a little stressful because I put a lot of money into it and was like, oh my God. It's like putting on release shows is terrifying. It's so, even when you're performing and you can see people there and a part of you is grateful for the people who were there, it's so hard to not take it personally and look around and be like, wow, a lot of friends who said they were going to come just didn't show up. And it feels, yeah, like throwing a birthday party or something, or a wedding where it's like, it's really personal.
Yeah.
And so this show on Friday is going to be a little bit less personal. It's just like, hey, come if you feel like doing something for Pride. But yeah, the release show was wild. Yeah. So the turnout was good. I performed with Nonla and Grimm, and they were great. I think my friends liked them. And I had soap there as a merch item. And
I'm using it. I've got it going upstairs right now. It's by my kitchen sink is the Devourer's soap, the black and red.
Do you smell like a Galeon, Duncan?
I do. I love it.
That was the whole point. But yeah, lots of shows this summer. It's been like really, it's been busy.
Yeah. And it seems like the album has like very justifiably been very well received. Have you been happy with how it's made its way into the world?
Thank you. Yeah. Spending thousands and thousands of my own dollars on getting vinyl made with having like no one hear the album beforehand is like really scary. And so, yeah, I'm like thrilled. I think that relief is probably like the best word to describe how I feel these past few months. I still have a few copies of it, but yeah, like the sales have been good. The like shows have been fun. I've played a festival in Nanaimo and a festival close to Nelson. And so there have been a few tiny little trips these past few months. And yeah, the album is like, I like it a lot. Yeah, I started writing it near the beginning of COVID. And so like, I'm already writing new material and it feels a tiny bit old because it was over like the last few years that I wrote the album. But yeah, I think that there's a lot of like honest music on it and some, yeah, some like really personal songs on it. Yeah, I like it a lot. So,
yeah. Have any songs in particular, like, I guess do you find you have like your relationship with songs change when you perform them over and over again, or you see the crowd's reaction to songs, or do you like, are there certain songs you're like, oh, I like, that's a song that's really hitting when I play it live more than I maybe thought, or it becomes like a live favorite for you that you hadn't maybe anticipated?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that a lot of Escape from Planet Devourers, that was my last album, and there were a lot of like really brutal songs on it. I was just going through a bad time, and I feel like singing those songs over and over and over again, I just sort of like became numb to it. And so, which is sort of good, you know, like some of them are sort of like upsetting for me to like, when I was writing about it, it was just sort of like cathartic, but sort of depressing. And then when I'm performing live, there are so many things going through my mind of like, are people in the audience having fun? Is someone causing a fight? Is the sound good enough? Like, there are so many things that I don't even really pay attention to the lyrics. I don't really feel them that much when I'm performing live because there's just like, you're like hosting a
yeah. Too much going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, in terms of like performing them live, yeah, like I want my shows to be fun. Like sometimes, yeah, certain songs catch on more than others. Yeah, I'm not sure what to say. I feel like I like the ones that get a little bit of like audience participation in it. Like Yoshi's Revenge gets people sort of like riled up and they like shout the lyrics and stuff. And so that's like, yeah, as a performer, that's like what you want. It was just like a reaction from the crowd.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. I think, is it two kids that the guy, the lead singer from Dead Soft has covered?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Future Star covered that song as well. And it's such a beautiful. What's that?
I didn't even know that Selena released it. That's like crazy info that. Oh, maybe she sent it to you.
I'm a Patreon member of Future Star.
So, that's what it was, because like I'd never, yeah, she did such a beautiful job. Some of the harmonies that she came up with, I was like, damn, Selena is like crazy. Like she's, yeah, like one of the best artists in Vancouver. I love her. She's so talented. But she didn't release it like publicly. And I was like, okay, maybe she didn't feel like doing that. But yeah, didn't really realize that she released it to the Patreon like fans. And so that's cool. But yeah, thankfully, Nat from Dead Soft put out his version. And it's, yeah, I literally cried. Like, I just sat on my bed and cried when he sent it to me, because it wasn't even expected. We hadn't, like agreed to do it. There was no sort of handshake beforehand of, like, oh, let's do this thing together. It literally just came out of nowhere. He just wrote to me one day and was like, hey, I covered your song, and sent it to me. And I was like, whoa, this is, like... Yeah, Dead Soft has been one of my favorite Vancouver bands since I was even, like, before performing in Vancouver back in, like, 2013 or so. Then they were, like, yeah, one of my faves. With their first, like, their debut album, I was like, wow, this makes me want to be a musician in Vancouver and, like, play shows and be a part of the scene. Like, there was a really big album for me. And so, yeah, that was, like, a beautiful moment. He did a great job.
Mid-August, you were in your prime, skating out beyond the crowds by the power lines. You brought me to a quiet space. I was pining but afraid to reciprocate. Another heartbreak, it comes and goes. Still I come back to the hill where we'd meet. Ooh, two kids in the dark at night. The melodies you'd sing in your sleep. Ooh, I know them all by heart. Ooh, I know them all by heart. You were more than just a fleeting crush. I was lightning in your arms through a cloud of dust. The secrets of my youth laid bare, all the longing I concealed while you were unaware. Another heartbreak, sing in your sleep. Oh, I know them all by heart. Oh, I know them all by heart. Oh, I know them all by heart.
Do I don't particularly love my singing voice. And so hearing people like Selena and Nat and like people who have really good voices sing them, it's like, oh yeah, that's what they should sound like. In a weird way. Yeah. So
have you ever thought of bringing on guest vocalists or like bringing on other people to sing with you?
I feel like back when I was in my like teens and early 20s and stuff, that's something that I struggled with a lot because I started as a drummer. Like I used to be a drummer, but would want to write the music. So I would try jamming with bands and different people, but I was a little bit controlling and wanted to like write the songs. And usually the guitarist wants to like make the songs and is like the ego of the band and stuff. Right. And so it never totally worked out. But yeah, I think that's why I like doing remixes for people. Yeah. Like I'm working on a few remixes right now. The band Yep. Just
yeah.
Gems, and I think that later this week I'll have a chance to like do a remix for them, and so that's like my opportunity. Yes, yeah, to like create a new song around people's voices and stuff. I really like remixing.
And you're doing one for Prado as well.
Yeah, Prado and Des Hume.
Yeah,
and, that one is done. Yeah, I just finished it a few days ago, and so that's been fun.
Cool. You're taking your show on the road later this month. What's the tour shaping up to be?
Yeah, so I started a new job at the beginning of June, and it is going well, but I can't really take much time away to go on tour. So basically I have 1 week to cram a whole bunch of stuff in, and I'm like, okay, let's do it. So it starts in Sudbury, Ontario, which apparently is underrated. There's a really cool festival there called Up Here Festival. It's been going on for a number of years, and the lineup's always really like cool and edgy. But yeah, they invited me to play this year. Surprisingly, I don't even know how they knew who I was, but I'm going to go and play with Braids.
That's incredible.
Wild.
That's a, yeah. What a bill. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's going to be, I think, August 19th, if I'm correct. And then I'll play a show in Toronto on the 22nd. I'm going to visit my sister in London, Ontario on the 24th and play a show there. And I'm going to play a Purple City Fest in Edmonton that the following weekend. I think it's like the 27th or 28th. And so, yeah, that'll be exciting because I haven't really left BC for a while. So, yeah, it's going to be cool. It's a little bit stressful. I'm just trying to, coordinate, getting the bus from Toronto to London and making sure I didn't screw up my flights and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's very much like DIY organizing and stuff. And this stuff's a little bit stressful for me. But, hopefully it goes well.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure it will. And have you played Toronto before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not for years. I went on tour, I think it was maybe 2018 or so with Calarissa.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, so we started in Halifax and rented a car, and we passed through Toronto eventually and played at a place called Burdock. Mm. I'm not sure if Burdock's still a venue. It probably is, but yeah, this place that I'm trying this time is called Bar Orwell. It's really close to Garrison and Baby G. It's right next door. But yeah, it's time to return to Toronto. I like Toronto. Right.
Yeah, yeah. And you're not just Devours. You're a person of many talents, but you also have another project called Golden Age of Wrestling that had a pretty big announcement recently. So what's the news in the Golden Age of Wrestling world?
Yeah, it's been a crazy summer. A lot of stuff seems to be going on. So that was a bit of a long time coming, actually. It took about a year of like contracts back and forth and sort of finalizing a deal and stuff. But yeah, so 604 Records, home of Carly Rae and Nickelback, they started a new sister label for ambient and electronic music, and it's called Intraset, Intraset. And yeah, for all of last year, they were making sort of a compilation series. It was an interplanetary compilation series that sounded really spacey. All of the compilations were named after the different planets. Mm. And I was sort of contributing a few demos to it. I didn't actually have any personal contacts there. I just sort of emailed them and was like, hey, maybe I can send a demo for your compilations and see if you like them. And so, it wasn't really they didn't even know who Devours was. They hadn't heard of the project, but I was I have this new thing. Maybe you'll be into it. Anyway, so yeah, they seem to like my more instrumental stuff. And so, I have a new album done for the Golden Age of Wrestling. It is coming out in January.
Hmm.
And so this month has been really busy because I've had to send them all of the assets for vinyl artwork and videos and singles. And so things, it's a really sort of bustling time. And then probably in a month or so, we'll start to do a slow rollout towards the album release. But we'll see how it goes. I'm not used to having people help me.
Help,
So it's nice, financially, it's so nice to not have to freak out about vinyl, losing money on vinyl and stuff like that. So that was a big draw.
Yeah, what a relief.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. The album's really weird. I'm totally shocked that a label wants to release it, but I think the album is I'm really proud of it, actually. I think that it might be the best Golden Age album so far. It's kind of dark and pretty and mysterious, and I like it a lot, and I'm thrilled that it's getting released by someone. So yeah, we'll see.
How choked were the label heads at Surviving the Game when Golden Age of Wrestling announced that they were leaving the label?
Actually, I wasn't going to bring this up, but there's a lawsuit right now, Duncan.
Oh, no. They were friends for so long. You think they could patch things up?
Between Golden Age, Surviving the Game, and Devours, there are a lot of egos and big personalities. So there's a bit of a behind-the-scenes brawl going on, but it's okay. We're all rooting for each other, ultimately.
Okay.
So. Okay, but yeah, good. The Surviving the Game, not a lot's going on. Now I guess there's only one artist on it, myself. of ours. And people keep asking, honestly, like in the like private DMs or whatever, like I keep getting people writing to me being like, hey, can you sign me? Or like, do you want to release my music? And so I'm like, oh, I feel bad. Like there's so many new musicians in Vancouver and there are like, there's such little infrastructure here for industry. There's like almost no labels. And so like a part of me sort of wants to like maybe turn it into like a real roster and stuff. But I just, like with two separate solo projects right now, like I actually don't have time. I don't have the resources. I don't have the money to hire someone to like do grant writing. It's like, it's, yeah, it's a pretty thankless job. Like running a label is insane.
That's too stressed. Too much stress. Like, take care of yourself. Yeah. And so just before we wrap things up, anything else happening in the future or any Vancouver things that you're very excited about these days?
Yeah, I'm like really excited about Vancouver, period. It's like an amazing city right now. It's wild. I don't know. Maybe it's because of like the glow of summer and the fact that we've been good weather for the last month, but like things are going on. People seem happy. Yeah, I'm just like really happy to be a musician in Vancouver right now. So yeah, like feeling really positive actually about Vancouver. What else? I'm going to play Fringe Fest in the middle of September on my birthday. So that should be fun. So yeah, there are a handful of shows that haven't been announced yet coming up in the next few months that like I maybe shouldn't mention yet, but yeah, like things are going okay. I'm just trying to like balance my new job and stuff like that, but I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's great to hear. All right. Well, thank you so much. And where can people find out about the party happening tomorrow night?
Good question. I guess people can go, like CITR is helping to sponsor it. And so they just made a post about it on Instagram. Most of it's just on Instagram. Green Auto has been promoting it as well. But if you want tickets, then you can find them in my, like the link
tree bio.
Instagram page, devours.ufo is where you can find me on there. And yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I found, I sent a link to someone and I just Googled Devours Pride Eventbrite and bammo, that was it. So
Oh, really? Okay.
Sent that along. Yeah. And what time should people make their way down to Green Auto?
Please come around seven.
Seven. Perfect.
It will be crowded. I can't guarantee that. Like, yeah, there's just, I don't know exactly like how many tickets will be available at the door. But yeah, so please come early. I think music will start around like 8:15, 8:30 or so. Tough Cell is going to play first. So make sure you come for Tough Cell.
Excellent. All right. Thanks so much, Jeff. And have a great party tomorrow. Happy Pride.
Thanks. You too.
Move out to the burbs. Time for body shots. Three bears laid out on a table at White Spot. Shoppers Drug Mart after hours.
Drill Events is hosting the official after party for Pride Vancouver with talent like local DJs such as Haina from China, Njoki and Joki, Nalule, Dr. BPM, and so much more. There will be go-go dancing from Vancouver and a resident DJ from Mexico City. This night is to showcase queer liberation and freedom of expression, happening on August 5th. For more information, go to Drill Events on Instagram.
Hey there! Do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're going to love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life, a sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend, and we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Right, we just heard Devours from the album Homecoming Queen. That was the song Jacuzzi My Stonewall. Halfway through that interview, we heard two covers of Devours' Escape from Planet Devours' song Two Kids from a couple years ago. Those were covers by Future Star and Nat of the band Dead Soft. And just before we got into the interview, we heard Reverse Ombre, also from Homecoming Queen, and that was Devours. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great long weekend, everyone. If you're sticking in town, have a great Pride. Hope you manage to make it down to Green Auto or find some other great event to attend. Either way, I hope it is festive and fabulous. Going to close out with some Big Thief. They're in town tonight at the Orpheum with Lucinda Williams. It'll be a magical evening. I'm sad to miss it. It's sold out, but I don't know, maybe you have a friend that will miraculously come up with a ticket or something. This is from a couple years back, the album Two Hands. And this is one of my favorite songs of theirs. We're not going to be able to listen to the whole thing, but just a taste to get you excited for Big Thief. All right. See you next week, everyone. Take care. Bye.